NFL player DeMar Hamlin's recent cardiac arrest on the field during a game hit especially close to home for the Detroit Lions. The only player to ever die on an NFL gridiron was a Lions receiver in 1971. And Detroit's seen its share of other frightening on-field injuries, including a November 1991 game that left offensive lineman Mike Utley permanently paralyzed. Utley says he understands what Hamlin's going through because it reminds him of the game that cost Utley his career.
For me, it was a great day. Lions were playing the Rams, and we were doing well as a team. But the first play of the fourth quarter, Eric Kramer called a pass play. I went to do my job, and last minute, gentleman raised his hands. I went to take his legs out. He caught me, pulled my shoulder pads down. My head hit the turf and became a C5-6-7 quadriplegic instantaneously. Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. Did I know I was paralyzed? No. But I knew I was in trouble because I've never lost strength before. I've lost feeling down my arms, my hands, and both my hamstrings one time. But I have never lost strength. But this time, it was taken away from me. And the crowd, I can hear the crowd, you know, cheering and that kind of stuff. And that's why I gave the thumbs up at that particular time. But then the second aspect is when reality sets in and I knew I was paralyzed, my career was over. The people, the fans, the community all rallied around, you know, helping to raise money for this foundation, the Mike Utley Foundation for research. But the biggest deal is that my family and my Detroit Lions family, my brothers on the field, they treated me the exact same. They did not allow me to sit and wallow, which I wouldn't have, but they wouldn't allow, you know, me to sit there and complain about and woe is me kind of situation. That's the difference. No injury can change you unless you allow it to, except a closed head injury.
Yeah, you know, some people from any walk of life could feel pretty bitter, you know, after some kind of an injury, especially if it's one that hits you where your physical ability is such an important part of the job. How did you remain able to stay so positive?
You know, to be honest with you, staying positive is just my nature. As an athlete, you know, since I was 7 years old, I played a great game of football, plus the other sports. But it came down to where the coach says, do you understand what you're supposed to do on that play that you just did? I say, yes, sir. All right, next play, let's move on. I move on very, very quickly. I don't care what the situation is. You learn your lesson and you move on.
They stopped the game this time after DeMar Hamlin's injury, but they had carried on after yours. Did you get any sense from your teammates just how tough it could have been to try to keep playing after that?
To me, it was one of those things, that's their job. Do your job. Football is more than just an individual. Now, I understand why they stopped it for this young man because of it's slightly different situation, and I get it, but the bottom line is, as a ball player, you know the risk when you step across that white line. It's a huge risk. Now, we don't think that we're going to kick the bucket. We don't think we're going to get paralyzed. We just knew that sometime our career was going to end. We all know that. Doesn't take anything for how devastating this injury is, mine or his, what he's going through now. But the game will continue, and we all truly do realize it.
You know, I heard of another former NFL offensive lineman talk the other day. He came from a very poor background, and he said, I play football so that my children won't have to. You know, I mean, you've heard a number of players that question, you know, whether it's worth it to put themselves on the line for the sport in the long run. If somebody asked you that, you know, what would you advise them?
Would Mike Utley play again if he could at 57 years old that I can wiggle my nose like Tabitha from Bewitched? Yes, sir, I would go play again. But now I have a wife, and if I had children, I would think twice. But as a single man, I would go and play it again. Football took very little from me. Football gave me so much more, and that's the honest truth.
There's been a big focus on improving safety in the league over the years, concerns over things like concussions and CTE. Been a lot of rule changes to try to help. It doesn't seem like any of that would have really mattered in DeMar Hamlin's case with the heart ailment. But overall, in your opinion, how well do you think the NFL is doing with safeguarding players now?
Oh, I think the NFL has done a great job. There's two aspects of it. The NFL has a vested interest in protecting us on the field at all costs. But the second aspect of it, players need to take personal responsibility for their actions and for their longevity of themselves. It is a business, and when you leave this great game of football, whenever it is, God willing, it's on your own terms, that you're prepared and you are secure for the rest of your life. So that, as the one lineman said, that his children doesn't have to. But if I had kids, would I allow them to play? The answer is yes. But also, take personal responsibility when you do things, when you choose to play a game of football.
You mentioned it earlier. Since your playing days, you started the Mike Utley Foundation. How did you decide to start that, and how's it going?
We originally started in 92 because when my parents called for some resources, there was few and far between who to talk to, where to go, and so on and so forth. And now that we started this, people can call. Now the wife runs it. And we will give you information on rehab centers, things Mike Utley has done for 31 years. And when I work with folks through the foundation, we communicate to them that parents, your job is to teach your children, your boy or girl, to stand on their own two feet and be a productive part of society. And that's part of the education of being a spinal cord person, is life is going to go on. Do you want to be a part of this great thing called living? I do.